Okay, with me in the studio is Jim Wienanen, and he's our emergency management director here in the county. And we had this weekend kind of a big deal, the Emergency Services Conference, the 22nd annual one. And let's start by talking about what went on and why it was a big deal, Jim.
Well, good morning, Jay. Yeah, the conference this year was a focus on an exercise. There's many different types of exercises, and the most complex one is called a full-scale exercise. Full-scale exercise requires the response agencies to roll their trucks out and do the things that they're trained for. It started out with an interest in having the fire departments work on a simulated aircraft crash. And we had lined up the fuselage, especially designed for these training purposes. So those folks were ready to come up and work with our fire departments. And then the interest by EMS, they wanted to play and roll the ambulances and take care of victim actors. And in order to do that and have rolling stock on the roads, we need to have law enforcement taking care of traffic control, so it got a little bigger. The hospital wanted to play, and when they have lots of patients come in, that's called patient surge. And then our Public Health Human Services, that has responsibility for sheltering evacuees from fires like we've experienced in the past, they wanted to practice mass shelter for displaced persons. And then along with that, it's kind of a natural lead-in to practicing public information processes, and also we're working on a local initiative called Local Incident Management Team. So there's 7 functions there that we wanted to practice or exercise, and all told it involved about 100 responders over the weekend.
How did it go?
Well, the response from folks was really, really positive. Yes, it was a complex kind of a thing. It was one of the objectives is coordinating responders. How do we work together? How do we communicate? On the small incidents, you know, the one car crash or the house fire, it's typically one department, maybe two, and so forth. But when it gets to be a big event with a lot of agencies responding, one of your objectives needs to be coordination and communications.
Well, it was interesting that this was a live deal. I've been to a couple of what were called tabletop incidents where you meet like in a gym and have tables and stuff set up with different functions going on. But this one was the real deal. And we had, what do you call them, horizontal victims?
Oh, we needed to have victims for both the mass shelter part and also actor victims for our EMS people. So I decided to call the folks that could walk into the mass shelter and be registered and evaluated for additional needs and so forth, called them vertical victims. And then the horizontal victims, as you can imagine, would be the people that would play injured in the scene. And this group of people, well, there were about 12 of them, age 70 to, or 7 to 70 plus, and several high school students. So they,
we were talking fake blood and all this kind of stuff?
You bet. Fake blood.
And they were in the fuselage or scattered around? And they had to
scattered around. For practical purposes, the victims inside the fuselage were just mannequins. And that made it complex for the fire response. They needed to cool down the fuselage or put out the fire, cool down the fuselage, evacuate the smoke inside, and then pull out the mannequins. So that was quite a process for the fire.
So this thing was actually on fire?
Not really on fire, but some of the pictures made it look like it. There's burn pans off to the side that generate some pretty intense flames, and the responders need to put those out before they can approach the fuselage.
Well, I happened to talk with Ben Silence, who's the Grand Marais Fire Chief, and he said that it was a completely different experience having to work in the fuselage of an airplane, which is something that most people here haven't done. So it apparently went off without a hitch, or pretty much without a hitch.
Well, in large part, yes, but there are some lessons learned, and a few things that I want to emphasize. Our local area here, we're looking at four pretty unique initiatives. One is the local information team, and our experience from the big fire, you know, people might remember public information officers helping coordinate and provide information both to the media and public. Well, we've identified a need to have a local team to get the ball rolling very quickly on a significant incident here. Another thing we wanted to exercise is a mobile field kitchen, and I want to thank Becky Thompson for providing that service down at the campground, being able to provide food for responders at the scene. This comes into play if we have a remote incident in the county, perhaps a lost person, and things start to take a lot of time. So that's nice to have. Another is a local incident management team. Now, this group of people has a similar mission provided by those trained Type 1, Type 2 teams that came in. People trained for the command and general staff positions on a large or complex incident. So if we have a local team, these people can come in and support the immediate responders. And the last initiative is what I'm calling emergency daycare. I was approached by the folks at Cooperation Station wanting to give back to the community and offer emergency daycare for responders who maybe are needed but can't leave home because they don't have a place for their child. So when we get the bugs worked out and develop some protocols, a responder would know that they could bring their child to the Cooperation Station and then proceed to respond to the incident. So we're looking forward on all those initiatives and trying to see if we can get them in place.
And I understand that last one with the emergency daycare is not generally used in instances like this, so we're kind of doing some groundbreaking.
Well, yes, all of these initiatives, I'm getting feedback from the region and from the state, you know, so way to go, Cook County.
Well, it certainly sounds like it worked pretty well. And I do think that, you know, we should probably mention just a few of those people that were involved
right,
in this thing.
Right. Putting this on takes the support, both financial and physical active support of many people. I want to acknowledge Gary and Renee Gamble for heading up the food service for the conference. And the support from a lot of entities, county commissioners, City of Grand Marais, Homeland Security, Emergency Management, North Shore Healthcare Foundation, Grand Portage Tribal Council, Grand Marais State Bank, our own Ed Thorson Construction, George Humphrey Contracting, and providing a couple of meals, Gunflint Lodge and Lutzen Resort, and then many businesses provided door prizes and lots of individual contributions. Really appreciate their involvement and support.
So how are you going to top this one, Jim?
Oh, man, I've been asked that. We'll see. We've got a year to think about it, don't we?
Okay, well, we'll talk to you before then. We've been talking with Emergency Management Director Jim Weenan about this weekend's Emergency Services Conference. That was the 22nd annual, and it was a big one. Thanks for stopping by, Jim.
You bet. Thank you.